with these guys, this experience that they've had, the ideas that they bring, could we mesh everybody together and form a really, really strong group of coaches? And as I was going through the process, it started to come together.
Gus Bradley earlier today at Everbank Field before the new offensive coaches met with the media for the first time. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. A busy day at Everbank Field on Thursday. The new offensive coaches met with the media for the first time in the 2015 offseason. And head coach Gus Bradley spoke with the media for about 20 minutes, explaining the process of hiring all those new offensive assistants. There's a lot of coordinator experience on the same staff now, with Greg Olsen, Doug Marrone, and Nathaniel Hackett, all with time calling plays in the league. And for the group to have success together, it's a matter of fitting those personalities and experiences together.
We have problems when egos get involved. You know, I think that's the big part. And that's why I talk about, okay, I got to feel some sense of humility here, you know, from these guys. And can they work together and along with the current staff members? So I think, yeah, it's something that you look at, because if you have trust and you have cooperation, you can improve. And so can this group that we've put together on the offensive side, can they have trust and cooperation? And I just feel like, yes, they have that.
Well, of course, Doug Marrone is the new offensive line coach and assistant head coach offense for the Jaguars. Plenty of questions today about personnel and scheme, and there's plenty of time to digest all of that throughout the offseason. But, of course, today he made his first public comments since opting out of his contract as the Buffalo Bills head coach.
My family and I made a decision to opt out, and it brought us here. So, for me, you know, when I look at it, you know, it was a decision that was made. But when people start putting in things like quit or things like that, that's not the case at all.
And, of course, the full press conferences are available right now on Jaguars.com. And we welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Let's start with Doug Marrone. He's a guy that came in for interviews, but they didn't really know exactly what direction to go in, and it really evolved into this position.
Right, and it was a fascinating day today, getting to know some of these guys and getting to hear their stories a little bit. And Doug, understandably, didn't talk too much about Buffalo. He's about what's going on here. And I was really struck by sort of how comfortable he seems to be in this role. You would think a guy who's been a head coach, who's been a coordinator, well, you make him an offensive line coach, what does that mean? And everything about him, he said what you'd expect him to say, but there was sincerity in. He's looking forward to getting back, coaching the guys with the hands on the ground. He talked a lot when the writers were talking to him about that trust and that relationship that you build with just a group of guys. So he's looking forward to it. And again, he was also asked about, well, what about the next job? He's an ex-head coach. You know, you would think he's looking for that next job. He said, no, what he believes in right now, doing the best job you possibly can with this group. And it's a big, important job that he's got with this offensive line.
Big, important job starts a lot of times with left tackle on the offensive line. He said he likes Luke Jokel and a lot of the youth up front, but maybe take the next step with that group somehow.
Well, he said, first of all, Luke Jokel was the number two pick for a reason. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he said there was no problem with that draft pick. This is a guy. He said he feels good about him as a left tackle out there. And he also said of the whole group, he likes the fact, A, he's looked through this season, last season, twice already. So he sort of knows more than you'd expect him to. And he said about the offensive line, he likes that they're a group that seems to finish. And he said that word several times when he was talking to the writers. He likes that they finish. And he sort of implied, if you can get that, if you've got that with the group, then you can teach a lot of the rest. That's the hardest thing to develop. He likes that about him. And again, you can't overemphasize what an important job he's got with these guys, but it sounds like he likes what he's got to work with.
Okay, big picture here, John. There's a lot of experience now in the staff, especially from the new offensive coaches, a lot of offensive coordinator experience and the head coaching experience in the league. So I guess the next step is just to figure out, at least start figuring out, what the personnel does best.
And first of all, I thought what Gus said about that topic you just brought up, having the three coordinators and sort of how you fit those together, you know, it sounds like he talked to them a lot about, okay, how's this going to work? You don't want too many cooks in the kitchen, whatever. He seems to be very comfortable with that. They're going to pull in the same direction as far as the experience and as far as what they think they've got here. That's the process that they're still going through. And I think that's going to take a while. They've got a lot of film to look at. But in the end, from what Gus said today, he wants to run first, pass off of that, a lot of play action. And the question becomes, is that the personnel that this team can run with? Does that fit? They're going to try to find something to make that meet. And, of course, guess what? all goes back to the quarterback.
It certainly does. And a lot of time in this offseason to digest all of that. Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton says that offensive play calling should be simple.
A good play is one that works. A bad play doesn't. Play calling is really that simple. Everyone wants to make a much bigger deal of the offensive coordinator, as if we're talking about men charged with finding the cure for cancer or negotiating a solution to America's immigration problem. I don't. I want to make it simple. They're football coaches. None of them are reinventing the game. Daryl Bevel found out the hard way in Phoenix. Give the ball to Marshawn Lynch or throw it to Ricardo Lockett with the Super Bowl on the line. Players, not plays. Some are a little better and some are a little smarter than others. Most of the time, those few simply work a lot harder at what is essentially a simple game. This isn't about the plays, it's about the players. Greg Olsen is a good football coach. I know, because people I trust after 21 years in this league tell me so. If Blake Bortles develops and becomes the quarterback the Jaguars believe he can be, then the Jaguars will win a lot of games. Olsen wasn't hired because he'll call the right play every time. He was hired because he's thought to be the right man to help Bortles become the very best version of himself. If Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell are right, it doesn't matter what play is called. Bortles will make them all work.
Thank you, Brian. Remember, Jaguars Radio tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. Tony Baselli, Jeff Lagerman, and me on the home of Jaguars Radio, 1010 XL at 92.5 FM. Final real thought about today. Now, a lot of talk about these coaches, but finally got a chance to talk to them.
Well, and first of all, they all seem like they're excited, focused to be here, and ready to get into the process. And guess what? We talked to him today.
Yeah.
I get a feeling it's back in the bunker, and this is going to be a rare opportunity to talk to him because it sounds like they're going back in, and they've got a lot of work to do in terms of figuring out exactly what this offense is going to be. So back in the bunker, and maybe back in the bunker for you, right?
Well, for both of us,
that's right.
I think, for the next couple of weeks. Well done, John. That'll do it for today on Inside the Jaguars.